live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Last night was the WWE No Mercy pay-per-view. They did, in fact, open up the show with the three-way title match. AJ Styles still the champion after a very interesting match in which Dean Ambrose and John Cena both submitted AJ Styles at the same time. But you cannot do that in a three-way. And so the match continued. AJ ended up getting the win, pinning John Cena after a chair shot. Third time this year he's pinned John Cena. So I believe that down the road, it's very likely that John Cena is going to beat him to win his 16th world title and tie Ric Flair's record. Also on the show, I told everybody that there was no way that Dolph Ziggler was losing that match after the way they'd built it up and the angle they did last Tuesday. And in fact, he did not. I can tell you that it is a fact. At one point, Dolph Ziggler was scheduled to lose this match. They had sent all of the programming information to the cable companies talking about how Tuesday was going to be the exit of Dolph Ziggler from WWE. But hey, plans change, and they changed here. Dolph Ziggler beat The Miz in the career versus title match, won the Intercontinental title. They had a tremendous match, an exceptional match. Place was going crazy. Dolph got the big win. Everybody was so happy. The biggest question coming out of it is, why did this not go on last? Besides the obvious that they love Randy Orton, and if Randy Orton's on the show, Randy Orton's a main eventer. We'll talk about this and so much more tonight. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of stuff to talk about here today. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. 425-488-0525 is the studio line. 844-411-5411 is the toll-free number. And text messages, 425-780-7566. All of these numbers up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. No mercy is in the books. I told you he was going to win, Mike. I told
you.
Here we go. And you know what? It was awesome.
It was.
It was great.
Wrestling, here's one of those things, much like real sports. Every once in a while, when you give up hope, when you lose faith, when you have your expectations so low that you don't think that anything is going to go right, you get surprised with amazement and with glee and with joy over a match that just reminds you how great wrestling can be in front of a crowd that can remind you how great wrestling crowds can be. And last night should have been dead in the water with the NFL, with the debate, with the fact that, as we spoke all last week about, there are a lot of things on this show that you could absolutely blow holes wide open in. And you know what? At least for one night, all is forgiven. At least for this week, we can look and see, have some hope, have some faith, and put our trust in the hands of WWE on Tuesday night and hope that they can make this the start of something good. Will they? Probably not, no. But you know what? I am back to having hope.
Well, see, now we're in the opposite boat, because I'm going to tell everybody this. This match was awesome. They pulled it off. The reaction from the crowd was great.
It was Fez Flair winner, MVP award winner this year, The Miz.
It was, I wouldn't go that far. It was a wondrous performance. It was a wondrous reaction. It was a wondrous night. Now, I don't think it's out of the question that Miz regains the title on Tuesday on SmackDown. I wouldn't say it's
no.
Hey, I'm just telling you, Mike. I told you yesterday. You didn't believe me. I'm telling you right now. I don't think it's out of the question that Miz could win it back on Tuesday. Because, as we've talked about, the original plan was not for Miz to lose his title. It already sent everything to the cable companies. I could tell you for a fact that at one point, Miz was going to win the match last night. So, he could win it back on Tuesday. And here's the big question, okay? Here's the big question. This whole storyline that they have done with Dolph Ziggler, where he is a loser, and he cannot win, and he is a failure, and he has had a career full of failure, and he continues to lose time after time after time after time. This ended up working out great for one night. It did. It was awesome. Sunday night was awesome. Now, the big question is, does this help Dolph Ziggler in the long run? Particularly if he loses the title again on Tuesday. The question is Dolph going to end up right back where he was? Will he be a little bit higher than where he was? Will he maybe be a little bit lower? That's the big question. The big question is always the long term. Even Vince Russo could write a great television show for one night. But long term, he was a disaster. And the same thing here goes for Dolph Ziggler. I remain skeptical that this overall storyline was great for the career of Dolph Ziggler. You know what? I was wrong about last night. It sure did work out great last night. I'd love to be wrong about it long term, but we've got to wait and see how things go, because I'm not convinced that at the end of the day, Ziggler is going to be at a higher point next week than he was a year ago or 2 years ago.
And nor should
maybe they're
be.
Geniuses. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you shouldn't be, because if you were to have a gun held to your head and say you have to put money in your life up on this, where will they go? Odds are they'll. This won't be any rehabilitation of Dolph Ziggler's career or anything like that, and he'll be right back to where he was, especially if he's going to lose the title on Tuesday. It's like at that point, unless you're doing a double turn, and I don't think you're going to do that on SmackDown, and I don't think you're going to do that at all anyway, it's just it's not going to work. You know, in that case, too, it also makes it look even worse for Dolph Ziggler, because then you do put it, if you're trying to think of this in logical terms, it's literally a fluke. And now this loser is right back to where he was to not be respected. And frankly, how could you cheer? You know, how can you really be behind him at that point? And if you go ahead and turn him dirty then it's like it's too late. Why didn't you just do that by having him lose to The Miz and go crazy or something like that? So the only thing you can do is try to move forward with him. And the one advantage you have with Dolph Ziggler is, as bad as he's been booked and for the place that he's in, you know, as far as a character goes, people still like him enough to where he's not, it's not impossible to rehab him, but you've got to be, and you have very limited resources over there on SmackDown, you have got to be all in on him and making sure that from this point on, he is super well protected. And that can't be still going against The Miz, who, frankly, The Miz and Maryse need to get away from Dolph Ziggler, too. And I know what you're saying about the fact that, well, they had a lot of stuff laid out and, you know, The Miz could very well win his title back. Hopefully all that goes out the window, because both of those guys now, outside of maybe a rematch or something like that, need to go in different directions. And you have to continue to take advantage of the momentum you have with The Miz as a character and what he's doing in the ring and the whole presentation of him, as well as now that you have Dolph Ziggler with that big pop, what can you do to build on that?
Man, now you're in for some disappointment. But what can you do? Hey, the other great thing on the show, I thought, Dave disagreed, was the three-way opener with John Cena, Dean Ambrose, and AJ Styles. AJ retained the title. The referee did not call for the bell. The timekeeper did when both Dean and John Cena had AJ in double submission holds. You cannot do a double submission in a three-way. So the match continued. AJ waffled Cena with a chair, pinned him, and that was the end of that. This sets up AJ versus Dean Ambrose, because Dean Ambrose did, in fact, submit AJ, but did not get pinned. So, in fact, he was the only guy that came out of this match without getting defeated, so you've got that. John Cena has now been beaten three times by AJ Styles, but he submitted him as well, so you could argue for a rematch for him. A lot of creative ways they could go based on a match. I thought the match was very good, and thumbs up.
Absolutely. I'm with you there on all of that. And one thing you can say about SmackDown is the endings that they've done, or some of the finishes, and even if you don't like Baron Corbin and Jack Swagger, both last night and on SmackDown, they had pretty – I like some of the things that they're doing, and I don't know, you know, what agent you give credit to on any of this stuff or who deserves any of the credit, but – it is noticeable to me. I can't be the only one that's noticed that they're actually being creative with these things. And again, when you're working sometimes with so little as far as talent goes, you know, and nothing against the talent, but as far as the talent pool that you have to work with, where a lot of guys are going to be going back and forth and we're going to see the same things over and over again and the same matchups over and over again, you have to be creative. It's like Memphis running the Mid-South Coliseum every Monday night, you know, with the same kind of group of guys, even though sometimes they'd go in and out, you had to get creative with things because you're only running one town, essentially. You know, I don't want to, you know, for the rest of that circuit or anything like that, but you know what I mean. And I think SmackDown's done a really good job with that. And I'm with you. I thought last night, again, we're going to see these guys all face off against each other again, and I'm not tired of it. I'd like to see it again.
You're the one.
I know.
I'm so done with Baron Corbin and Jack
Swagger. No, not Swagger and Corbin, but I meant Ambrose, Styles, and Cena.
Oh, I got lost.
Again, unless you say again.
I got lost. But you're right. That's a great three-way feud that you continue. Now, Baron Corbin and Jack Swagger, I don't ever need
to see
that.
I don't think that's continuing anyway. Yeah.
There's plenty of bad stuff on the show. Let's not lie. Nikki Bell and Carmella was not good. Baron Corbin and Swagger, I could not possibly care less about. And Naomi versus Alexa Bliss was horrible. And they announced that Alexa Bliss is going to get her championship match against Becky Lynch.
Oh, God.
And see, then they beat her. So they have to be doing a three-way.
I honestly thought they were doing that just because the talent pool is so shallow that you at least had a storyline where Bliss will beat Naomi by the time she goes and faces Becky Lynch. But it's like, it's so ridiculous that they're either going to make it a three-way and Bliss. It's just that I just thought it was going to be a space filler to hear that it's something that they actually want to plan out and do. I just think is goofy.
Back in a moment with more phone calls, emails, text messages, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Kayfabe Commentaries. Critically acclaimed series guest booker has been profiling wrestling bookers for the past 10 years now. From Jerry Jarrett to Jim Cornette to Vince Russo, even Glenn Gilberti, the Disco Inferno. We've had the opportunity to climb inside the heads of wrestling's creatives and see how they work. The most recent edition of the Guest Booker series features 90s superstar and WCW booking committee member Kevin Nash. In this edition, Nash is given the scenario of booking WWE in 1996. If he and Scott Hall did not jump to WCW, how would the highly reality-based booking philosophy of Nash handle a WWE rife with goons, pig farmers, and garbage men? how would he use his click to reinvigorate the company? Find out in the latest Guest Booker with Kevin Nash from Kayfabe Commentaries, available on DVD, instant video on demand, KC downloads at shootinterviews.com. That is shootinterviews.com. Kayfabe Commentaries, shoots are not shareholder approved. This is from WrestlingObserver.com. Paige has once again been suspended by WWE for violating the company's wellness policy. They announced WWE has suspended Soraya Jade Bevis Paige for 60 days effective immediately for her second violation of the company's talent wellness policy. The suspension is standard for a second violation of the policy, though indication was given as to what caused it. Paige, however, addressed the suspension over the course of two tweets shortly after the news broke. "Same stuff, different day," she said, although not in those exact words. "Kids, please don't get prescriptions or doctor's notes. Not acceptable. Rules apply depending upon your status." The suspension comes nearly 2 months after Paige's first violation of the policy. Originally suspended August 17th, same day as her boyfriend, Alberto Del Rio, was also suspended for violating the policy. Del Rio since left the company after being granted a mutual release. And then shortly after the original suspension was set to expire, she took to Twitter to offer an explanation. She claimed it was a procedural issue, and she claimed she would return to the ring when her health allowed. Her father, I believe, went on Facebook and claimed that she was taking prescription pain medication for her neck injury, and he is furious. The family is furious right now. Two suspensions for Paige. She ain't going to be back for a while. The situation is a disaster.
Yeah, not good, and not good when the parents are saying things about it. I'm sure they do want her home. I'm sure she'd like to be out of there. It doesn't matter. It does not matter at the end of the day. It already happened once, and I know this could be targeted, all of that stuff, but you know what? It already happened once. Don't give WWE the chance to do it to you again. You know, and whatever you have to do to cover yourself up to make sure that it didn't happen again, that's what you should have been doing. Now, I know she wants to be out of there, or at least I can't say that I know it. Most certainly seems like she wants to be out of there. It's not going to happen this way. It's just not. You know, she gets suspended a third time. Are they going to actually outright fire her? Are they going to outright release her? I doubt it. You know, they'll just make her hang on, you know, continuously suspended until the contract runs out. So I don't know exactly what the end game is here. I don't know if she cares. I don't know what it is, but I will say this. If there is a legitimate problem here with her, and I don't know if there is or not, I'm not speculating that there is or anything else, but I do hope whatever it is, whatever she needs, she does get that help, because these types of things usually down the line obviously don't lead to anything good.
Toll-free line, you are on the air. What is going on?
Hey, guys. This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
Hey, I want to apologize real quick. I'm sorry about that bad phone call, but you can hear me good, right?
Yes. What's going on?
That's good. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about No Mercy, you know, the way the show was booked. I mean, it was booked as good as you can get when you consider the competition. But really, my question is, you know, I've seen it with Orton and Lesnar at SummerSlam, and now with Orton and Wyatt, you know, it seems like they're really pushing more or less a big fight to end the pay-per-view or end the card as opposed to just to having a standard title match. Do you think that this is starting to become the norm where WWE is now looking for what they think will be the best match to close the show as opposed to having a championship match to close the show?
I am dumbstruck. Are you telling me that Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt was the best match?
No, I'm not saying it was the best match, but I'm thinking that that's where they're going. They're going for what they think will be a big draw, the big fight, you know, like in
Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt?
Well, if you look at it from a marketing point of view, I guess that's true. I guess if how you look at stars, I guess they could have convinced themselves of that. I just can't believe that when you're laying
out the championship match with John Cena.
But, I mean, when you're laying out the Dolph Ziggler-Miz match last night, I can't believe that they went with what they went with as the main event. I mean, I just – that baffles me still.
All right, here's what happened yesterday, everybody. So they put the world title match on first only because the debate was starting at 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, and the football game was starting at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, whatever. So that's why the main event, that's why the title match went on first. There's no, okay, I'm going to tell you one change that there is, okay? Here's one change. John Cena and Nikki Bella are going to be working back-to-back. That's the only change. That's it.
Is that just so they can both get out when they're done?
Yes. The idea that Ziggler and Miz was not the main event, I have no explanation for that. None. I mean, the best that I can come up with is they wanted you to think that Ziggler was losing. And maybe in their minds they thought, if this match goes on last, everybody's going to know there's going to be a happy ending. Now, granted, there wasn't a happy ending in the Randy Orton match, so that throws that theory right out the window. But the only reason that Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt went on last is because I guess they wanted to put Miz and Ziggler in the middle of the show because they figured that Randy Orton is the bigger star, and so he went on last. That's it. This is not going to be like some pay-per-view change. This was not the most highly anticipated match. This was not going to be the best match in the ring. That was literally the only reason Randy Orton is considered a big-time superstar, and that's why his match went on last.
And Bray Wyatt, for that matter. I mean,
thing with Lesnar. I mean, Lesnar is their biggest star in their mind outside of John Cena. That's why he went on last.
Bray Wyatt, and this isn't going to make anybody happy either. If you don't like Bray Wyatt, you won't like this idea either, but it's time for us to get a Sister Abigail. And Bray Wyatt, I don't know how long Rowan's going to be out for. And no offense to Rowan, I don't care. Bray, I think the only thing you have left now is Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper, possibly as a tag team. Because who else is Brock Lesnar, or who else is Bray Wyatt going to face that you actually care about seeing?
Nobody.
There's like nobody. And it's like, where does he go? Does NXT, I guess maybe he could go back to NXT, but I mean, you're not going to do that because of all the marketing you put behind him. I don't know exactly what you do with him. So the only thing I could think of is, now that Luke Harper is back, that maybe you try to roll the dice with their star power in the tag division and go that direction.
I don't know. I just want to see Bray Wyatt go back to NXT. That would be the easiest for me. Give him a break and then bring him back.
And it's not like there's not guys there that he could have great matches with in front of a very receptive crowd who remembers him quite well.
He'd be way more over in NXT than he would be in WWE.
Absolutely.
Right now. A couple of other news notes here. The Nevada Athletic Commission, this from MMA Fighting, unanimously voted to issue Conor McGregor a $150,000 fine, which is 5% of his $3 million show purse. Which, by the way, does not include any of the money you made for a pay-per-view cut, so the percentage is minuscule. For the bottle-throwing incident that took place between McGregor and Nate Diaz August 17th at the Copperfield Theater, they also handed down 50 hours of community service to McGregor and will require him to participate in an anti-bullying campaign for the commission. Let me tell you something. Based on how much money that bottle-throwing incident made for Conor McGregor, a $150,000 fine, he should throw bottles at every single event that he does. Because
stop it.
No, he should.
No.
What a deal this guy got.
Yeah, until somebody takes one in the face or something like that.
Someone did.
Until that one where somebody loses an eye or something like
that.
I know what you're saying.
There's still probably going to be a lawsuit, so he's still going to be paying a lot of money. But my point is, this guy made millions. He may have made $10 million for that one night, and it cost him $150,000 throwing a bottle.
Hey.
We've also got this. Total Bellas. The first show did not do very well. It did well under 1 million viewers. But hey, they're spicing it up for episode 2.
Ooh.
This is a direct quote. A sex rut causes a relationship strain for Brie and Brian. Looking to keep herself busy, a bored Nicole takes it upon herself to come up with an idea to help the couple out of their dry spell. Is that not the plot for every... Anyway. That covers a lot of genres, too.
Yes, it does.
Let me tell you. And it must have worked because now Bree's pregnant.
Yes. When do we get Johnny Ace? When do we get father-in-law Johnny on this show?
Dude, I didn't watch
the
show.
That's when I'm tuning in.
He's probably all over it. He's probably all over it. And with that, a word from our sponsors, HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, the premier streaming site for all things independent wrestling. And if you're into shoot interviews, you've got to check out the High Spots Network. Over 200 full-length shoots, including Old School with Steve Carino, Best Friends with Chuck and Trent. Head to HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com and start shooting today, brother. And we'll be back with another brother. Matt Farmer is joining us to talk this Lucha show that's coming up on Friday. Ooh. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Alive. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And I'm going to push this button right here. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Matt Farmer is on the air. Matt, is that you?
It is me, Brian. How you doing?
Jiminy Christmas. What's going on?
Boy, I didn't even know you guys were calling today.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, I heard a couple days ago, but nobody called me today.
Oh, man.
It's all right. I'm on the air now.
Kenneth is listening right now. He's in a tizzy. Matt, what's going on? Tell us about this show.
Wow. Wednesday, just 2 days from now. Big show at the Sundome in Yakima. We got Rey Mysterio versus Jeff Hardy. For Lucha Limitado, it's a promotion that I am helping produce the event. We've also got El Hijo del Santo and his son, Santo Jr., versus Psychosis and Juventud Guerrera. Conan's going to be there. MVP's going to be there. Jeff Cobb, Phoenix, Jonathan Gresham. Yeah, stacked card.
Hijo del Santo is wrestling?
He is wrestling, yes. He's coming out of retirement to team with his son.
Man, how'd you pull that off?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
No. No, you know, he's actually, this will be his second, the second match he actually teamed with his son. I believe he worked for the Crash promotion about 2 months ago in Tijuana. And it's just something he's doing to kind of help establish his son.
See, he sees Negro Navarro and the traumas and goes, hey, I can still do this better than these guys. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
He needs to raise up Santo Jr., which this is really an impressive show. You brought up the names and MVP against Sami Callihan and Jessica Havoc's on the show. And it's, you know, it is a loaded up show here. How did this show kind of come to be? And how did you end up with such a mighty main event? Because Rey Mysterio doesn't venture out often. And facing off against Jeff Hardy, it's pretty sweet.
It is. It was a pretty big undertaking. Actually, a friend of mine, Richard O'Sullivan, he runs a production company in New York. They were interested in doing an event, and originally we were going to do the event in South Carolina this week, which I'm glad we didn't because of the hurricane. It would have put us in a bit of a mess there. But the building that we originally booked fell through, and so I knew some people at the Sundome in Yakima. The city of Yakima has such a huge Hispanic population. A lot of Brian's families from there. So we decided to go with Yakima to host the event. And it's been a great city so far for us. Rey was a guy that we could get Rey. And went ahead and booked him.
Now, why did you decide on a Wednesday?
Wednesday, originally, it had to do with, originally, I believe there were issues with booking Rey and also the buildings at the time. It kind of, like, led us to a Wednesday. What happened is when we were running the building in South Carolina, they gave us a Wednesday. We'd already booked Rey. When the building fell through, we had Rey for that day. So we stayed with the Wednesday.
Now, I believe at one point, this may be a sore subject, I believe at one point, Alberto Del Rio, Alberto El Patron, Alberto El Presidente, I guess is his new gimmick, was going to be on this show, but now he's not. What happened?
I'm not going to get into all the details, actually.
Come on, I want all the details. What do you think you're on this show here for? Jibber jabber?
Yes, jibber jabber. I mean, pretty much the end of the day, we had contracted Alberto. He'd also signed a contract with a MMA organization who's holding their first event this Friday in New York City. And it became a conflict of interest with what they had wanted him to do and what we had him contracted to do. Lawyers got involved, and instead of going that route, we decided just to sever ties.
Man.
After watching the debates last night, did you feel as though Ken Bone would be a good replacement?
Yes. Jeff Hardy was a guy that stepped up, and man, Jeff's been great to work with. He wants to wrestle Rey. Rey wants to wrestle Jeff. So I think, all in all, I think it's actually a better trade-off at the end of the day.
So it looks like the Greater Yakima Chamber of Commerce, are they hosting this meet and greet that's coming up on Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m.?
Yes, they are. And everybody is welcome to attend. We got VIP tickets. We still got a handful left. So if you want to come, you could get your photos, autographs, all that good stuff with everybody on the show.
This is the happiest picture of Rey Mysterio I've ever seen here on this Greater Yakima Chamber of Commerce page.
Well, dude, he's excited to be in Yakima.
He looks like he's at the dentist.
Maybe he just got back from the dentist.
Got these teeth.
How is Yakima in the fall? Because being on the East Coast here, I don't know much about the Yakima like Sun Dome. I mean, how many people does it fit? I mean, what kind of building is this?
WWE's run there.
Well, yeah, but I haven't been there. So what's it like? Give me some nuance about it.
WWE's even taped WWE Superstars there before. It's actually a great mid-size arena. Holds just over 6,000. For a venue for wrestling, it's great because there's all the sight lines are perfect for watching wrestling. Yakima, the Hispanic population is like 50%, so it's one of the reasons why we chose Yakima.
I have been to Yakima many times, as Matt noted. All of my family is from there, he claims.
Yeah,
and I will say that, you know what's funny about, here's the thing about Washington State, everybody. So there's a giant mountain chain, and on one side of the mountain, there's a certain climate, and on the other side, there's another. So in the summertime, on this side, it's 60, 70 degrees. You go over that mountain to Yakima, and it's like blazing hot. And it's the opposite in the winter. So since we're here in the fall, I'd presume it's just going to be fine weather. Certainly it's not going to be like 100 degrees or anything like that, but I'm sure it'll be pretty nice.
It'll be nice. It's not going to be raining or anything like that. It's like the Midwest, right? The environment's like the Midwest.
Sure. 2 hours from Seattle, 2.5 hours. So if those of you are in this greater Seattle area, you can head out there to see the show. What are the future plans for this Lucha Ilimitado?
You know, whenever you have an event like this, of course, the success of this event is going to dictate whether you have follow-up events. We want to hold follow-up events. The show looks like it's going to be successful. So if it is successful, we will be holding more events. If it's not successful, the people that handle the money, they'll make that decision. So it's hard to say.
Can Yakima and everybody involved in this, can they handle it getting juicy? Because when is the last time Juventud Guerrero's been around?
Oh,
and
my God.
It's always got to be a fun time.
Juventud is awesome. I'll tell you what, I had my reservations about him, but, dude, the guy has been fantastic. He's been great to work with. He's super excited to get juicy. He told me specifically that Yakima is going to be juicy Wednesday night. He actually
Brian's family's there. Remember this now.
Yeah, that's going to make it even juicier. He actually is a great opponent for Santo Jr. They've wrestled in the past, when Santo Jr. debuted in Europe. So they've got a little bit of experience with each other.
What's a good website if people want more information to go up and check this out?
Check it out, luchailimitado.com. Check it out on Facebook. It's also on Twitter. Or check out my Twitter. I'm posting like a million tweets about it. So, yeah, that's a good way to follow it.
Now, what's going on with the wrestling in Seattle, the Seattle area indie scene?
It's picking up, Brian. Craigie and I were just out at a show Saturday night for a company called Rainier Pro Wrestling. The one and only Brutal Bob Evans was in the main event. Wrestling's picking up in Washington State right now. Dr. Luther just held an event in Bellingham that did really well. Things are getting hot again. Even Buddy Wayne made an appearance Saturday night.
I am so out of the loop with what's going on around here.
Yeah. Dude, you got to come out Wednesday.
I'm not going out Wednesday. I would love to go out. I would love to go out Wednesday. But yeah. I'm not going out Wednesday.
I didn't think you were going to. Buddy's going to be there, though.
I know. There's a lot of guys going to be there. Going to sell out the Sun Dome, baby, but I got a baby, so I will not be heading out on
Wednesday.
You got
a baby, yes.
See, he's a kept man now. Look at him.
I am.
The Sun Dome's going to miss you. And Craig missed you Saturday night.
That's because he was getting beat up by Congo. He needed your help.
I literally wasn't even invited Saturday, but I was gone anyway. I was doing a whale scout
event. No, yeah, you say that now.
And I had UFC.
Yeah, I wasn't invited, but I mean, like, I had other stuff going on.
I did have other stuff going on. They knew than to invite me. We got Rey Mysterio, Jeff Hardy, Hijo del Santo, Santo Jr., Conan, Hoovy, Psicosis, MVP, Sammy Callahan, Sue Young, Havoc, Phoenix, Jeff Cobb, Jonathan Gresham, Sanjay Dutt, Avrex, Sonico, La Avispa, Ethan HD, and Mike Santiago all on the show.
And Kate Carney.
I beat Mike Santiago. I hope I want that announced when you do the ring introductions.
Yeah. I want you to be our ring announcer because you pronounce those luchador names so authentically.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You ever heard Vinny try to announce these names? It's a disaster.
No bueno.
So when I saw Buddy Wade, he was like, "Yeah, I just saw Vinny a few weeks ago. I didn't even recognize him." That was the first thing Buddy said.
What do you mean he didn't even recognize me? He looks exactly the same.
Yeah, he hadn't seen him in a while.
Is he bigger, smaller?
Was he expecting him to be in a velour jumpsuit with a top hat and a cane? Because that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. Mini Godfather.
Are there any luchadors you wanted on this show, but it just didn't work out, besides Alberto?
That's a little bit of a sore subject. It's in itself. As you know, the political scene in Mexico is a little different. So if you book, say, a masked legendary wrestler, there are certain companies that won't work with you.
You mean like Hijo del Santo?
I would say somebody like Hijo. Yeah, I'd say somebody like Santo. You book him, and there are certain companies that won't work with you. So that was a trade-off we made. I'll tell you what, though. When I was in Yakima this weekend doing some promotions, and every single person that saw the flyer above everybody else, Santo was the guy they talked about.
Wow.
Of course.
Still. Wow.
Yeah.
Why are you shocked? This man is a legend. He's not even a lucha legend. He's a legend in the culture.
I know. And that it blows me away. Like, you know, with Google celebrating, you know, what would have been his birthday and everything. It's just, it's still amazing what kind of cultural impact and how much it means. We see how, like, masks come off guys all the time down there now. And it's like, it's amazing that Santo is still the standard for everybody and still a household name.
Yeah. Everybody recognized Ray, of course, but Santo was the guy that I would hear them talking to each other about. And everybody that I gave a flyer to, they would tell me a story about somebody seeing Santo or their parents seeing Santo, the original Santo. You know, so it was kind of remarkable.
Man, oh man. The website, luchailimitado.com, and we'll be back for final plugs with Matt Farmer. Show's Wednesday, everybody. The Yakima Valley Sun Dome, 2.5 hours from Seattle. Jump in the car. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Matt Farmer is here. And we shall do our final plugs for the Lucha Ilimitado show coming up on Wednesday at the Sun Dome. Matt's own personal Twitter as well. Or Matt's, the floor is yours.
Yes, please join us Wednesday night, Lucha Ilimitado at the Yakima Sun Dome. Tickets available now at TicketWest.com or go to LuchaIlimitado.com. We've got all ticket prices available all the way from $12.50 all the way to $77 for the special VIP ticket package, which gets you autographs and photos of all the wrestlers. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Rey Mysterio Jr. versus Jeff Hardy on top. Santo and Santo Jr. versus Psychosis and Juventud. MVP, Sammy Callahan, Jeff Cobb, Rey Fénix, Jonathan Gresham, and Sanjay Dutt, and a host of other wrestlers are going to be there. So join us, please.
I actually would really like to go to this show, but I don't think it's possible. But I'll see what I can do. Lucha Ilimitado, everybody. LuchaIlimitado.com is the website. All sorts of great stars up there. And, Matt, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We'll have you back on again sometime and talk some history. Matt is a historian of things other than Lucha Libre. And we'll talk about whatever's going on. But, Matt, I want to thank you so much. And, of course, we are out of time, everybody. We are here every day, Monday through Friday. Noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Sports Byline, Matt, the callers and listeners. Talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.